Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to get past your first real estate deal. Great show today, Jill. Let's take a question before we get into it seriously. Posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay, cool. This was from Aaron. Aaron wrote and asked, I've come across a relatively expensive property purchase in my county. Not his county, the one he's working on right now. They're asking $15,000. I'm always hesitant to accept the first offer. Why is that what they're selling for? But the comps support this price very well. I don't know about why he's accepting an offer. I'm a little confused here. Before investing in this amount of capital, I want to ensure that I'm not missing the boat here, so I'd like to option the property. We could list an endless amount of reasons as to why this makes sense for me. However, what's in it for the seller? How have you gone about effectively pitching the idea of an option contract? What's the value proposition for them? Before I go back to the seller and offer an option, I'd like to be armed with sufficient rationale as to why they should do it.
This is an awesome question, Aaron. This is, this is master's degree / PhD level question. And I don't know how far you are into this, but boy, you're going to go far. It has to work for everybody. You know, there's a lot of people don't understand that. So you're looking out, you're trying to make it work for the person that you're buying it from. This is how I do it with options. I always have. You obviously sent them a letter, whoever this person is. You sent an offer for, let's say, I'm going to guess $4,000. And they say, oh, no. I want $15,000. And you say, okay, then I'm going to give you two choices. I will pay you $4,000 now, and we can be done with the whole thing, depending on your motivation. Or I looked into it, and $15,000 might not be so unrealistic, but that's not my acquisition criteria. So I will option it for $15,000, and when I find a buyer, and that will probably be relatively soon based on my research, I will purchase it for $15,000. And it's going to take a little bit longer, and it'll be a little bit more complicated, but not really. That is what's in it for the seller. They get a lot. Obviously, the price matters to them, because the methodology that Jill and I use when we send all these offers out is to smoke out the people where price just doesn't matter. They just want to get rid of it. They want to clean out their attic. They want to have a garage sale. They don't care if they make $4,000 or $400 or $4. They just want the stuff gone. And this is not one of those people, and that's when it's appropriate to use an option. I hope that answers the question, Jill. Is that pretty clear?
You know what? I focus on the time.
Jill's the option queen, by the way.
Well, you know,
she'll
I
option everything.
Yeah, here's what I'll do, and this comes up often. This exact situation, Aaron, is when I would do it. We're just not meeting on the price, but it is a good property. And maybe I can get $19,000 for it, right? So it's not crazy. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, here's a deal. I'll give you $4,000 tomorrow, you know, or really in 2 days. I'll do all the recording. I'll handle all this. You can have a check right now, or I will stress. I will go try to sell it and get that price. This may take some time, you know. Give me 90 days, and I'll see what I can do. And if it doesn't sell in 90 days, we'll talk, you know, kind of thing. And then I send them a one-page agreement. They agree on it, blah, blah, blah. So I'm really trying to paint the picture that I'm going to try, which is true. I can't guarantee it. I can guarantee $4,000 tomorrow, because I know I can buy it for four. I can double it and make it for eight. I'm out. I'm happy. I got a nice return on it.
And that's the business we're in, by the way. And I would do that and then probably walk away. But Jill and I are different.
But I'll say, hey, I'll roll it into my inventory. I do have a lot of people that look at my stuff and they get excited about that. I said, but I don't know if this 15 is going to work, you know, kind of thing. And we'll see how it goes. And here's the thing. They may say you do that, you do the option agreement. The guy may call you back in 30 days or 2 weeks and say, is that $4,000 still a possibility? Because I don't really want to wait. After all, I changed my mind. I need the money. I just want to get out. And that happens.
Right, often. Right.
So yeah, that's what's in it for them. What's in it for them is, do you want to wait and guess, you know, and depending how much they're asking, I won't even take it on, because sometimes it's just not realistic. Then I want to say, well, go find a realtor and you can really sit and wait 6 weeks or 6 months, because that's what happens.
Yeah.
So
I can't stress this enough. I'm going to be very brief, and I say it over and over and over again. Have an acquisition criteria and stick to it. Our most successful members, us included, we send a ton of offers out, and some of them come back. They come back signed, and we have one of our staff members contact the seller, and they say, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I understand you're going to be ready to sell this property for $4,000. I'm here to get that check delivered right to your hands. This is how we're going to do it. And those are the deals I do. Mm-hmm. If you want to take a phone call from somebody that says, oh, I got your $4,000 letter and I really need $12,000 or $15,000. And then you want to talk to them 10 or 15 times more, back and forth, doing all this stuff, try to find a seller or buyer, and you really don't know if it's going to happen or not, then go do that. But I will tell you, you are seriously reducing the success likelihood of this business model.
Right. So to reiterate what you just said, Jack, the next guy who's going to call me back, right, who accepts my $4,000, I send it for $8,000, same spread. Huh, look at that. Versus I go through all the work like you just said, Jack, and I list it for $19,000 to try to get his $15,000. So I still get my $4,000. There's more work I had to do. You know, yep. I'm not in. So that's the thing. These option things, Aaron, they have to really still make sense.
What if you spend all the time on this deal? You spent it on analyzing data, you know, data to doorstep data on who to send offers to. You became an expert, not in how to do real estate deals, but what if you spent all this time becoming an expert at choosing the right data to download and get into the mail? Mm-hmm. Now you have a lifelong skill. This isn't going away. Real estate is not going to go away. The data is going to change. How we deliver offers might change. But the fact that people in this country own real estate and don't want it any longer will never change. And finding them in a huge sea of data is really simple. It's a skill that I developed doing the real estate deal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of people with a lot of questions about, and here's why. It's not their fault. That's just how we all learn. Mm-hmm. We learned about negotiating and doing, is that funny?
I know.
You know, we go to buy something at the store, we don't negotiate. It's very true. The price is on the thing.
That's very true.
And we walk up and we pay it. When we go to buy a car, what do? Negotiate it. Because that's what we all learn. It's silly. Exactly. I can't believe this day and age.
I know.
You negotiate the price of a car or the price of a property like we do.
Exactly.
Well, I personally refuse to do it. I mean, and again, that's why Jill and I are great partners. Because she loves to do it.
Within reason.
So I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying, I solve almost all acquisition problems by sending more mail out.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. This is the Technical 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 transaction experience.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. You missed the whole topic of the show.
Oh, how do you get past your first deal? Thank you.
You just said, I love it. I'm like, where are you going there?
We were still answering the question.
Yes, I love it.
Wow.
I don't think you've ever done that.
I don't either.
That's hilarious. You just fast forwarded to wrap up. Have a nice day.
Maybe I need somebody to stand behind me all day and point stuff out.
I really do.
Maybe sometimes
no.
I do.
I just want to. We could do the technical too before the show, but that's okay.
Oh, that's good. That's okay. Good. Today's topic is how to get past your first deal. As we mentioned, these first several shows this week are going to be on this topic regarding this topic, and for good reason. It's happening to a lot of members. Our members are. They just can't get past that first that first step. Jill, go ahead.
You know what? I find it less from our members, more from people coming to us from other areas. That is why I asked to do this.
Other areas meaning other
educational other formats.
Oh, there we go.
Now I'm going to be politically correct here. I have a lot of people coming to me saying, I wish I would have found you first. And I appreciate that. And I get it. And boy, I joke because I say, Jack and I got here as fast as we could. We didn't know we were going to be doing this. And we had no idea it was going to do so well. And everybody's going to be so successful, which I love. So there's a lot of folks that are finding us after being enlightened in this whole property flipping environment. I don't really like the flipping word anymore, but I'm using it. But from other people. And they were struggling. And I talked to a lot of people that, gosh, they've had a year of research under their belts, and they go to events, and they pay for this, and they upgrade to that, and they still are stuck. And it ticks me off because they shouldn't be stuck.
Yeah.
You know, and B, I'm going to help. I want to help, and we are here to help.
We'll get you past it, whatever it is.
Right. And
I mean it.
And I feel bad because sometimes I feel like they're hesitant because they don't really know us and how we work and how. No, we really will do it. I'm not going to hold anything back. We're really here to sincerely help share this information, get everybody up and running, because we're all doing deals together. We're all making money together. That's our real end goal. Our goal is not to have, fill a stadium of people and charge $800. We would have done that. We don't do that.
That's what nearly all real estate educators. That is their goal.
Right.
That's their technical training. How to fill a stadium.
Exactly.
It's not how to do deals.
It's true. It's really not real estate. I think their forte is marketing and selling and upselling and whatever it is.
Well, their forte is how to fill a stadium and teach.
Right.
They don't know. It could be about real estate. It could be about teaching electricians.
Right. Exactly. So
it's a sad situation, but it's true.
Exactly. So I wanted to talk. I'm talking to specifically anyone who doesn't know us, or they've had some experience in learning and in getting some education in other areas, and you still haven't got that first deal done. And I want to tell everyone that you are not alone. It's not you. If you think you're missing some pieces, you probably are. It's really not you. And we are here to help.
Good.
Jack?
There's just a few stages that you could be stuck in. I spoke with somebody very recently, a super bright woman on the East Coast, and she's stuck getting offers in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are stuck. They have people calling back, sellers calling back. They want to do the deal. They're ready or signed offer in the mail. They're staring at it on their desk, signed. And they just don't know, even though the cash flow from land program that Jill and I put together really outlines right down to the last detail, I think, how to get one of those deals done. They're just lacking that whatever it is to really to take, I think, to put it all on the line and see and get it done.
Right.
I think the root of it is this concern to fail that about failing. Our country and the way that we're educated is, watching our three kids go through school and participating in it. We get in a lot of trouble, and we don't get rewarded for failing. We don't get encouraged to fail at all. It's not part of the learning process. And unfortunately, I just think it's backwards.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And then ask for help and say, this failed and I don't get it. And that's just, you're going to get to success so much faster.
Well, and I think that touches on where I was going to go with this too, is that wherever you're getting the education, you're obviously not getting all the missing pieces. And you should be okay and have an environment to ask, hey, I'm 3 months in. I've studied the thing that you gave me three times. I'm still not getting it. I'm missing this piece. And you should get that. That is...
Absolutely. I mean, Jill and I pride ourselves in providing the tools, the information first, but then the tools to get it done. So here's a bunch of sentences, Jill, that I've heard in the past from people. I just don't know which county to choose. Okay, then we're going to go through it again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I got an offer. I'm looking at it. It's sitting here on my desk. It's a great deal. I think it's a good deal. But how do I get a notary?
Mm-hmm.
How do I find a notary to get, a cashier's check to the seller? Where do you get a notary to facilitate that whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
How do I do a deed?
Mm-hmm.
I've never done a deed before in my life. What is a deed?
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of little ways that you can, but I'm here to tell you, it is just not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
We, I go through, we walk through the purchase and sale of a property at, through our cash flow from land program from start to finish.
Mm-hmm. You need, everybody needs, I think, I think there's a psych issue because they think they're getting all the information. Here's what I think. It's like, imagine I was going to doctor school and I'm sitting in a classroom. I mean, I'm just trying to.
Doctor school is awesome. I've never heard anyone say medical school, doctor school.
Okay. Like,
what are you doing there, Jeff? Oh, I'm going to that there doctor school.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Well, you just opened
it up. I don't know. I just opened
your supple.
I know.
Everybody named Jethro, I'm sorry.
You're so silly. I'm studying to be a surgeon. And what do I need to know? I don't need to know that, hey, make sure you find this artery and you use this and you use that and da da da. I don't need the philosophy. I really need someone to sit down and show me where is that artery and how do I do this?
That's right.
And I think so here's where I think there's some where it's goofing people up is they're only getting that philosophy, and I think they think there might be something wrong with them that they can't figure it out. And I'm here to say it's nothing wrong with you. You weren't given the whole, you were only given chapters 1 through 3. You weren't given the whole book. You know, you need it all. So.
Yeah, I mean, we've all had good teachers and bad teachers, right? I mean, I can remember my three favorite teachers or so.
Oh, yeah.
I can only remember any of the bad ones, do you?
Any of the bad ones?
I mean, unless it was like dramatic or traumatic. I don't remember. I was sitting there yesterday. I remember my favorite three teachers and why.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, and I'm sure it was some version of they really understood what the heck was going on and got me past it.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is, just, you know, I didn't, when you're a little kid, you know, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just get me past it, man.
Exactly. So I just want to, if you're having any first deal psych issues like that, don't be afraid. I love what you said, Jack. Number one, don't be afraid to fail. That's going to happen. You need to plan that, by the way. That's what I would do. I would start planning it. Going, all right, fail number one.
Yep.
Nice. Now I got that out of the way. Oh, fail number two. Whew, that was a good one. Not going to do that again.
I still do that. I mean, with everything I start out in, I fully realize it's going to take.
Yeah.
It takes, you know, to start a company, it takes 2 years. You know, you might be more successful than that, but in the end, and I'm not saying every single company, and I'm not saying, I mean, they might cash flow right from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
but the hard knock piece of it,
you're still going to make mistakes.
It's going to take 2 years. You know, and even after that, you are. But to really get where you can look around and say, wow, okay, it's going okay. I'm starting to think about hiring people and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It typically takes 2 years.
We did that. I mean, we've had companies where, yeah, it was cash flowing, but then we're like, oh, shoot. I took that on. I didn't need to do that. I overspent on that over there. That was a waste. I mean, that's that. We're still making money.
Oh yeah.
But we've made those mistakes.
Absolutely.
You know, and all kind. It's just stuff's going to happen. So, I guess it's okay. You're not alone, and we'll help you through it.
My mom had a saying. Jill's heard it a million times. I think I've said it on the show once or twice, really early on. 3 years from now, it's going to be 3 years from now. There's no change in that. What you do between in those 3 years is up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to fail. It's going to be fine. You'll get past it. Get past that first deal. If you're having a super trouble, if you're a dated a doorstep member and you're having a tough time getting past the first deal, don't blow it off. Contact us somehow, you know, here at Land Academy. We will figure it out together.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say this now? Is this the right time to say this is the technical two?
Go right ahead.
Is it in the right order?
It is in the right order now.
This is the technical two. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 transaction experience. If you're having a tough time getting past any point in your real estate career or getting past that first deal, micro-identify exactly what's going on and really get past it. Or if you can't get past it yourself, don't turn it off. Find the help that you need, starting with us. We will, I promise you personally, if you're not a crazy person, we do have crazy people around. If you're just having some micro thing to get past, I will personally help you.
Jack's phone number is, just kidding.
Well, it is.
Jack's cell number is
800-725-8816. Thank you, Jill. That's perfect.
You're welcome. I love it. Yeah, you know what? Actually, that's a very good point. Call that number. Whatever your question is, we'll answer it. Do it on the show. That's what this is for, by the way. There you go. So
Surprisingly few people contact us via that.
I know. Why is that intimidating?
I wonder why. Jill, it's that time to inspire us.
I thought that whole thing was inspirational.
Me too. It always is. We get to this point and it's like, how can this be more inspirational?
I know. So I just want to add something that I've been thinking about. And it is, please make sure your dreams are really your dreams. It's easy sometimes for some people, I've done this, to get caught up in other people's goals and dreams, and you say, oh yeah, that's what I want too. Or even like it's for your spouse and you think, okay, yeah, that's great for all of us, but you know, at the very, very bitter end, it's really not your thing. You know, you really have no desire to jump out of a, you know, airplane. You have no, or to live at that address, or to have that car, or,
you know, such great advice.
Life. So it's easy to do that. So I want to make sure everybody just takes a moment and by yourself, really think about what your dreams are. And you don't have to share them. Just make sure you're also working on your dreams. You should share them, but you want to have your own dreams.
Our largest demographic on this show, I just looked at it yesterday, and in other places in the companies that we have, not the actual land buying companies, but the ones that have shows and Land Academy and things like that, are young people from 24 to younger than 30. Mm-hmm. And so you're young enough to remember whether or not your parents wanted you to be a hockey star. Mm-hmm. That's their dream, not yours. You know,
true.
So if you are a hockey star, congratulations, that's great. But for the rest of us, you know, we had to crawl our way back out of that disappointing parents hole and go do something else. So don't get caught up in it. Jill's exactly right. You know, and if you're a parent, you're one of those crazy parents on the sideline thinking that your kid's going to be a football star. Yeah, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. That's what's their kid. Listen to your kid. He'll tell you really at a young age what they want to do. They won't say, I want to be an engineer. They won't say that. They're going to say, I like to build skyscrapers and play with blocks, you know?
Exactly. Yep.
Okay.
No, that was great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, I'm just, I could go on for a year about that topic, but I won't.
Okay.
Mostly because I don't want to bore my friend Jill.
You won't bore me. That's so funny.
Wouldn't be the first time though.
I got to tell you something funny though about make sure your dreams are yours, because I try to instill that in all of, not just our children. I mean, you know, I'm a community, right? I think it does take a village. So like,
Yeah.
You know, my best friend's kids are kind of my kids at times, and I treat them all the same. So I instill the stuff in everybody. But our kid number two and I were having a talk that day, and it was the funniest thing because I was talking to him about realistic goals, and he came back with me with stuff like this. And I'm like, it was beautiful.
What did he say?
I was saying, look, like I said, what if I told you I want to be a jockey tomorrow? He looked at me and said, Mom, you should go be a jockey. And I said,
okay.
No.
We're going to jockey
school.
Like,
I'm not 4 foot nothing, and I don't weigh, you know, 80 pounds wet.
Pretty close.
I am not going to be a jockey. So
how
it
much
was,
do you weigh, Jill?
It was, I'm not going to answer that. So funny. But I can't believe he actually turned it around on me. And it was just, and it wasn't even.
I wonder where he learned that.
I know. Well, here's what's so great about it. It wasn't he was trying to do it. It just, that was his innate response. Well, then Mom, you should go do that. Because he's heard me say that forever.
Yeah.
Then you should go do that. And I was like, wow, that was really kind of cool. And it was so funny because I'm like, darn it, he totally ruined the point I was trying to make. But it was a really good point. His point was better.
Here's what I never tell the kids, or anybody for that matter. I don't say crap like this. You can be anything you want if you put your mind to it. No, you can't.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, I can't be anything I want if I put my mind to it.
You're too tall to be a jockey,
right now,
I can tell you right now.
There's some stuff that I might want to do that I cannot do, period.
Right. I respect that.
Silly advice like that is not what we're trying to come off with here. Like the rest of the world, anybody who's successful, you take a look at somebody who did it already and you work it backwards. Deconstruct the whole thing. Have that stuff in place, motivation, the tools, and the whole thing. You'll get it.
Mm-hmm. So thanks.
That's hilarious. I didn't know about that.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that was his response. I'm like, what?
Maybe you could, instead of just going to be a jockey, maybe you could go get a little jockey uniform and put it on once in a while.
Again, I'm not 4 foot. and 80 pounds wet.
Maybe you should put on a jock uniform that fits a 4-foot 80 pound person in. We'll see how that goes.
No. Right up and down the Strand. That would be funny.
It's not for the outside.
Oh, okay.
It's for the inside.
All right. Moving on. Moving on.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to dress up to be just about anything you want in the appropriate situations.
Oh my goodness. We use it every day to buy property for much less than what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in this real estate ambition. All right, during the show, I had a list of little outfits that I think.
No. We're not going to, whatever that is, erase it. No. This is not the place. You want to send that to me in another way? Sure. You want to write that down? I'll
put it in
that.
A card?
Yes. That's nice.
In a card you pick out at Hallmark like that?
We'll talk about that later too. So I have other ideas, but.
Oh, okay. See that? I didn't get shot down. She just said, there's a better way to do this.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's not that I don't want to know. I do want to know.
She's negotiating with
me.
I
would rather not share that. That's special. Jockey. Oh my gosh.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property. I have a card to go buy.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.